In the name of Jesus, amen. Our text is the scripture reading just read. The words God spoke to the prophet Habakkuk, "The righteous shall live by his faith," show that justification by faith is taught in the Old Testament as well as in the New. These are the Old Testament words St. Paul quotes in Romans 1:17 and Galatians 3:11, where he explicates the doctrine of justification by faith. There is no question that for both Paul and Habakkuk, faith is without works, and faith is also confronted by the enigmatic action of God. In the case of Paul, by the foolishness of the cross. In the case of Habakkuk, by the scourging of Judah at the hands of the Babylonians. Both Paul and Habakkuk speak of living by faith. But because the situation of the prophet and of the apostle is different, their approach to living by faith is different. Habakkuk does not, like Paul, present the doctrine of faith in a systematic way. Rather, he points to the implications of living by faith. Our text makes clear that living by faith is a hard way to live, but also a good way to live. What's so hard about living by faith? What makes it hard is that fact and faith cannot always be reconciled. In the opening verse of our text, Habakkuk says that he will wait and see what the Lord will say and how I will answer my complaint. In the preceding chapter, Habakkuk had complained to God about the wickedness abounding in Judah and Jerusalem, and God apparently doing nothing about it. Finally, God answered the prophet, saying that he would rouse the Chaldeans to punish Judah. But then Habakkuk had more to complain about. How could the pure eyes of God look with favor upon these cruel Chaldeans and allow them to destroy people who were at least more righteous than they? How could God permit, even promote more evil so that good could come of it? Habakkuk's complaint shows how hard it is to live by faith. It is still so. The prophet's problem is with us. The world is deluged in wickedness. Right is on the scaffold. Wrong is on the throne. George Harris, in Uncle Tom's Cabin, bitterly enumerates the atrocities of the slaveholders. He writhes at the thought that he is still a slave and that his wife and child could be sold away from him at any moment. He cries out, "They buy and sell us and make trade of our hearts, blood and groans and tears." And God lets them. He does. God lets them. This is the problem that has shaken the faith of the simpleton and the sage alike. The innocent suffer, the righteous are persecuted, and the wicked prosper. Why should a good son suffer because his father is in prison? And why should a renegade son escape simply because his family is wealthy? In war, why should a Christian soldier be killed and a drunken nobody spared? In industry, why should a cunning and ruthless scoundrel become rich and an honest, hard-working employee get cancer and die? Why should I, who believe in God and love Him, have so much trouble in my family, with my finances, in my studies? Why doesn't God do something? We live under the illusion that God's ways must be transparent. We forget what Isaiah says, that God's ways are as far above our ways as the heavens are above the earth. There are questions we have no right to ask, and there are answers we have no right to expect. It would be easy, upon encountering the difficulties of belief, to rush headlong into unbelief. It would be easy for any of us, finding faith in seeming conflict with the facts of life, to abandon faith. That's what a former Lutheran seminarian did who appeared on television a week ago. He said he had become an atheist because he could not accept a God who permitted so much injustice and suffering in the world. But that's not the path Habakkuk took. I will wait and see what the Lord will say. He was going to live by faith. And God spoke to Habakkuk. God said, the vision will tarry, but it will surely come. And when the vision came, Habakkuk was to write it, inscribe it on tablets for all to see and make known. The summary of what was to be written is contained in verse 4 of the text. He whose soul is not upright in him shall fail, but the righteous shall live by his faith. These words assured Habakkuk that it is good to live by faith. What's good about living by faith? What makes it good is that such a life is secure. The person whose soul is not upright in him, the person who is proud, who depends on himself rather than upon God, is not secure. He carries within him the seed of his own destruction. The verses following our text, 5 woes are pronounced upon such a person. We may not always understand God's ways, but we do see justice silently at work. There are punishments for the wicked that no law court needs to administer. The uneasy conscience, the restless heart, the fear of discovery and reprisal, the self-reproach, the dread of the overhanging judgment of God. But simply knowing that the unbeliever is insecure will not make us secure. Security comes as we trust God to bring the vision to its appointed end. God tells Habakkuk, still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. Vision began hastening to the end when the Chaldeans attacked Jerusalem, and the believers in God were secure even in that tribulation. The vision continued hastening to the end when some 600 years later, God kept his promise of a Savior. And Jesus Christ assumed our human nature and suffered and died for us. Emmanuel came, God with us. In Jesus Christ we are secure. We have forgiveness for our foolish questionings of God's mysterious ways. We have the peace that flows from the certainty of sins forgiven. We have the assurance of God's abiding love. But still the vision hastens to its appointed end. The final consummation. On that great day, Jesus will come and gather his believers into his eternal kingdom. God is doing something of critical and everlasting importance. And that is why we do not need to question impatiently. We can wait quietly for the vision to reach its appointed time. We can face the grim realities of the present and of the future confident in the God of our salvation. For to us has appeared the vision of God going forth as of old for the salvation of his people. And that will suffice. We can walk by faith and speak a resolute yes to God's ways. It's good to live by faith.